KO4PXB mobile.
With just a regular cable antenna that's
hung on the window blinds.
I have a J-pole on the antenna, well, it's actually designed to be a flagpole out in the backyard, but it extends up about 30 foot in the air, so it works pretty good.
Yeah, I was looking to get one of those flagpole antennas, but the current flagpole that I have, I didn't want to take down, and also the sidewalk is right there beside it, so you really can't run the feelers out through the ground the way the sidewalk is.
Yeah, well, fortunately, mine's in the backyard. I'm in HOA, so I can't have anything real elaborate, but I've got it mounted to my deck, and you can't even see it from the front of the house.
Yeah, I live in an HOA, too. Like I said, that's why I was trying to put the flagpole antenna out front. Since it was already there, they would have really never known the difference. But due to the fact that the sidewalk is so close to the flagpole that's currently there, you can't really run out any of the cables in the yard.
Right, yeah.
I've definitely heard quite a few things. You can use the gutters as your antenna to hide it, and then you do the antenna in the attic, but have to definitely won't be able to come down through the ceiling because my wife would have a fit, so I'd have to come down the side of the house or some other way and then come underneath the house and back up through because there's already a hole in the floor, so I wouldn't have to worry about doing anything, putting a hole in the floor to bring the cable up through.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, if I do it, I'm going to put it on the second floor, and the attic is right there, so I wouldn't have that problem, at least, if I put it in the attic.
Yeah, I would definitely, I'll find somewhere to be able to put it and go from there. And now that I've saved up, you know, a little bit, you know, definitely enough to get the antenna or the radio, so I'll definitely look at doing that, because the price is only going to go up from there, so unless you find a good sale, most of the time the prices of everything is just going to go up.
Unless you could find something good that was used, I know they're having a ham fest in Waynesville this weekend, but I got to go to a birthday party, so can't do that.
Yeah, I've got the grandkids are supposed to be coming in this weekend, so that rules me out, too.
And to remember, is your name Lloyd?
Yes, sir, it is.
I was thinking the call sign and the voice, that's who I thought I was talking to, but I've heard you check in on the net and talk to some other people. I was just making sure. My name's Terry.
Glad to meet you. Like I said, it's definitely been a warm day. I love these warm days like this. So, you know, I've spent 16 months in Iraq in combat zones, so this heat is like, yeah. It doesn't affect me like anything else like it would normally, but
you can imagine being over there dealing with all that and the sand and all that.
Yeah, it was definitely what makes it hot over there is the radiated heat from the ground. It'll reach about, the radiated temperature is about 140, so definitely that heat coming off the sand, what makes it uncomfortable. There's very little humidity over there, but when it does, you know, come about, then it is beyond annoying. And
so cool off.
No, sir. And the odd thing about it over there is you really want it hot over there, because anything below 70 degrees, then the mosquitoes and flies and things will just bug you to death. But when it's extremely hot and like that, they don't fly too well. And so they will pretty much wait till it cools off and then bug you to death.
Well, it doesn't sound like fun.
Yep. And also during that area, you don't want it to just get that little bit of mist or it's slow, you know, a very, as they would say it, just a frequent little rain, because with all that sand over there, when it gets like that, and it becomes pretty much just like concrete, and it'll be, you'll just definitely stick your feet in it and lose the boot or your shoes real quick. Yeah, it's a lot better for it to just come down and be a major downpour for a long period of time and just have the water on the ground, and just that way, instead of where the sand gets wet and just becomes hard like concrete and just like sticking, almost like red clay sticking in.
All I can say is thank you for your service.
Most welcome. I remember riding on a mission, and it was like 40 degrees outside, and I was sitting inside my sleeping bag trying to stay warm because we had the windows open a little bit, or I didn't have the windows open, but the top of the vehicle has a big hole in it for the gunner, and all that cold air running 70 miles an hour in there, we were freezing. And I was trying to talk on the radio, and one person asked me, was there something wrong with my vehicle? And no, I told him that was my teeth chattering.
Sad, that was making enough noise for them to hear, right?
Yep. Yes, it was, because like I said, I was sitting in my sleeping bag just below my waist, so that way if I needed to get out and react to something, I could, but it was just that cold.
You know, a lot over there, or is that few and far between?
They'll have maybe 2 months of a raining season, and then that's when it pours, rains a good bit. Then that's pretty much it. Then it'll get cold for a couple of months, and then rain for a couple of months, and then the rest of it is dry and hot.
Is that what you did over there? Radios, communication?
No, I was actually in combat MOS, and we did convoy security. So that was what I did over there.
Wade Hampton Boulevard, and a little ways ago, were you?
How much of a little while ago, because I work at the Honeywell plant. I do the IT support.
No, I just came down Wade Hampton from Greenville all the way to Duncan, but there was a truck with some antennas on it. The only reason I said that.
No, sir. I am on Highway 14 going towards Simpsonville.
The place you're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going under some high tension and probably high power lines. Yeah, I'm actually going towards Simpsonville. All right, sir. I'm probably a couple minutes from my home, so I'll definitely say 73 to another time. It's KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, KR4ACR, we'll be clear. ZLK, KR4ACR.
Okay, hey Terry, I'm pulling in the yard, but I got a minute. How are you?
I'm just going to speak to you. I'm okay, I guess. Made another week.
Turn your cell phone off and relax for the weekend, right?
Wrong.
Yep, I already knew that answer.
How about that before?
I'd like to provide a listening ear, I know.
And sadly, I have two cell phones.
To yourself.
No, the boss did that to me. I told him I could do it with one, and he said, no, I think we need another one.
$15,000 a year raise?
No, he doesn't do raises. He just does cuts.
Good luck to you. Hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for the shout. I need to get off of here real quick.
And for ZLK, KR4ACR clear. Have a good one.
You too, N4ZLK.